Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live. The little Ford Talk studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Done a lot of Knicks today, because Game 5 is tonight, and the look-ahead stuff we don't love to do, but so the Stephen A. Smith, Devin Booker wants the Knicks thing, I mean, that's going to be an off-season discussion, but, you know, we're talking in the break, and, you know, can it work if it were to come to that? Just for a second to talk about it, because we've talked plenty about Knicks and Sixers, and obviously we're locked in on that, and the Knicks and Leon Rose are not thinking about anything but what's going on right now. But if Jalen Brunson and Luka Doncic could work, and Jalen Brunson, who wanted to have Donovan Mitchell around, he thought that could work, then Jalen Brunson and Devin Booker could work too. You know?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I know that they, you know, there's positionless players, but we all know who's running the team. We all know who's making the decisions. And right now, 85 to 95% of the time, who has the ball in his hands? Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
And, you know, does Devin, I don't know. I don't watch enough Phoenix Suns basketball to know how much Devin Booker is, you know, the guy running the show out there. I know he's listed as a point guard, but it's 6'6". The two of them would be amazing together, I would think.
Yeah.
I would think they would be amazing together, and that would be an amazing thought. But, you know, you got to make the money work. I think that Devin Booker's making like $50 million a year.
Yeah, well, he's one of those guys, man. But this is where, like, the Jalen Brunson contract is so great, because you got him on a discount. I mean, he's playing like a $50 million a year guy, and he's not getting paid nearly that.
Yeah, it's a shame that he's still getting $25 million a year. But there's no question in my mind that he has elevated his status significantly in the eyes of everybody who's watched this team over the last 2 years. And this is why, in my eyes, he is an all-NBA, first-team all-NBA player, which would then obviously put him in the stratosphere when it comes to potential bonuses, and I'm sure all different contract situations moving forward. So I think he'll end up getting paid. He's already gotten paid somewhat, but his performance this whole season, and of course now watching him play, even muddling through two games where he said he didn't play well, and
yeah,
they still won.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
He's still leading the team.
That's why that one caller said, like, oh, Jalen Brunson's not going to score in the 40s again. I was like, oh, well, if he doesn't mean they can't win. They won games 1 and 2 without him carrying the load offensively.
Well, you can't believe that DiVincenzo is going to have another off night, or Josh Hart's going to have another off night, or Achiuwa's not going to get some points. I mean, this team, it's a team easy to like. It really is. And I'm with you, man. I think tonight they got to shut down Embiid. I think the fans are going to be all over him. I think it's going to be as physical as it has been all series long, if not more physical tonight. And I just hope, as you said this morning, and I always preach, keep your head about yourself. If you are a Knick player, you have to keep your head about yourself. You know, because the only thing that is going to derail you is if you get a flagrant 2 foul, or something happens where they antagonize you into making a mistake.
We want to talk some Knicks. We'll take some calls this segment at 877-337-6666 with Game 5. How confident are you? Because I am. I'm confident. I'm not overly confident, but I've been saying the same thing since the loss in Game 3, that I just felt like the Knicks were going to come back and win the next two. Game 4 was taken care of. Now you have tonight. Now, you are the person who is the barometer for touch-the-money situations. We were just doing something that kind of could be construed as touching the money.
We're just having a conversation.
Now, we're talking about when the NBA Finals and when the Stanley Cup Final are, and thinking about days off and things like that. Does that constitute getting ahead of ourselves?
I think what all we're doing is preparing ourselves, like, you know, any good coach and team should do about their particular game. You never know what's going to happen until the game unfolds, and then you make adjustments.
Yeah.
So we are in the midst of possibly making adjustments.
Touch the cup, touch the cup, touch the cup.
And you know me, I hate loose ends.
Yeah. So you got to be on top.
So we like to discuss different things about, okay, how are we going to do this if we do it this way? How are we going to do it if we do it that way? How about if we're here and we have this responsibility, how are we going to get there? I usually handle all that.
Yeah.
So I don't know
why
you
would worry
about it.
No, I know. I just, that there's a lot. It's just a lot. You know, you got Jersey this day, Connecticut that day, you know. But it's funny. It's been so many years that June has not mattered for the playoffs.
But now it does. So
and right now it is, I mean, it very well could. So, I mean, it's kind of, we never, because you didn't even think about it for years. You're just like, this isn't going to be a conflict. I mean, imagine, and I love, the Travelers was such a fun time last year, Scotty Scheffler, but imagine like we're up there on that day, like under a tent in Cromwell, Connecticut, and the Knicks just won the NBA Finals.
wait, how's that going to work?
It's going to work. It will work. We'll make it happen.
And here's Harold Varner.
Actually, I think he's on Live now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he left for Live, but still. Here's JT Poston joins us. JT, did you grow up watching basketball? Peter Maldonado coming up in 10 minutes. Mike in New Hampshire, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, so I think at the end of Game 4, after he got tangled up, Embiid was hurt. I think that's a big part of why he disappeared in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but I mean, he's been fighting through it the whole series with his knees, man. Like, even in Game 2, you saw him getting all that treatment. Like, I agree. He is not nearly 100%, but I don't think he hurt himself that much more at the end of Game 4.
It looks like, you know, he went down clutching his knee.
Yeah.
Remember?
He's always, I know, I do,
yeah,
but
yeah,
he's,
no,
always,
yeah, he's doing. Always doing something. But the other thing, too, is that when he was missing free throws late in the game,
yeah,
that I think that is due more to the fact that he's out there for 45 minutes or however long he was out there for.
Exactly.
I mean, he's playing almost every minute of every game.
I think they, you know, have Hartenstein beat him up a little bit and then let Precious D him up. And Knicks, I'm pretty confident they're going to win. I'm with you guys. All right?
Yeah, all right, Mikey, all right, thanks, man.
Yeah.
As much of a pain in the ass as he is, as much of as dirty player as he's turned out to be in this series, I will say this. He is a warrior, meaning that if you were on your team, you'd love him. You would love him on your team, I'm telling you.
Would I be, because he flames out in the playoffs and he's always hurt. So
well,
would I love him?
I also know that he's carrying that team.
Okay, well, I mean, I saw a Sixers fan, not Spike Eskin, but a Sixers fan who was in radio there for a while at WIP. He quote tweeted Embiid talking about the fans not supporting them enough and everything else. He goes, it's always somebody else's fault. You know, so I mean, I think there's some Sixers fans that feel that way. And by the way, like they, you know, it's not like they've gone on these like magical playoff runs with Joel Embiid.
I'll tell you one thing: if they lose this game tonight, and with all the things that have been said and gone on around this, would it surprise you if he said he wants out of Philadelphia?
No, I mean, I said that the other day.
Right.
I said, watch, he's the next guy who forces himself out. Now we're here at Devin Booker now after they flame out the Suns, but. I mean, poof. I mean, I could absolutely. But then again, like, Embiid, because this was a discussion that we were having, and I was like, there's no way the Sixers and Knicks are going to make a trade. But Embiid was talked about as
a potential disgruntled superstar. So was Luka Doncic. But then things ended up working out pretty well with Kyrie and Luka in Dallas right now. So like, Embiid was talked about as a guy who could potentially be available. Now, the take on it was, if you're going to go for that superstar and just sort of mortgage your future away, do you want the guy who consistently comes up a loser in the playoffs and always is dealing with an injury? Because I don't. You know, he's going to go out in this series looking like a punk. I mean, seriously, you can call him a warrior all you want. He's a punk.
He's making $51 million.
Yeah, I know.
Good for him. You got to make all this stuff fit and make it work.
They always seem to figure it out, don't they?
They do.
Damian Lillard and Giannis, they figured that out. And then all of a sudden, those two guys are out.
So if they add, let's just say, and I hate even doing this, I can't even believe we're doing this, but if they do add Devin Booker, that means I'll have to get rid of Julius Randle and probably two other players.
Yeah. Well, if they win the championship this year, we won't be talking about that. But it could be a situation like where they go to the brink and lose, and then you have another story like when Draymond Green called Kevin Durant from the parking lot outside of the arena after they lost the finals. They blew that 3-1 lead to the Cavs. Maybe that's what will happen, that the Knicks get right to the brink and then lose, and then Jalen Brunson calls up Devin Booker in the parking lot and says, hey, man, let's go and do this. Let's go win this title.
Hey, man, let's go and do this, and I'm going to get rid of three of my teammates. I mean, you know, I don't see Jalen Brunson ever doing that.
Yeah, but maybe you don't have to.
That's got to be something that's done at the executive level, and it's got to be made. It's just got to be done with the agent. You know, it's really got to be the player unhappy with where he is. And I just can't believe that Devin Booker would want to leave Phoenix. I just can't imagine that.
Well, I mean, you look around in the Western Conference, you end up getting Kevin Durant on the team, and you get your ass kicked in the playoffs. And I mean, it might be one of those situations where it's just not working here. You know, when he sees all these other guys getting out of Dodge.
Yeah, but you always tell me that everybody says Tibbs is a pain in the ass to play for. So is Devin Booker want to come play for Tibbs?
I don't say that. I say that the people knock Tibbs for playing his guys too much, where I think that's been overblown.
I thought there was a poll recently.
Right, but I didn't tell you that. The players have, I guess, said that, but they all love him. So I don't believe any of that nonsense.
They love him because they're winning.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's preparing them, and he's got these three Villanova guys that are going full on, and he added two guys in Precious Achiuwa and OG Anunoby from Toronto that are playing their asses off.
Absolutely.
And don't forget Hartenstein.
Stein.
I like a Stein.
Yeah, I know, but it's really kind of, you know, this guy's earned his right.
Yes, he does.
He's
another one who busts his ass on the court.
Oh, love him. Absolutely love him. I mean, this is why this team here is the most likable team that I, of any of the teams I've rooted for in a very, very long time. Honestly, I can't think of, there's not a single guy on this team that I have an issue with.
So the point being is that they're undermanned, but yet they play better when they're undermanned.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose. I mean, I don't know. I would love to see Mitchell Robinson get some minutes and be healthy enough to play tonight. I would love to see that because he's been playing great. You know, he's a guy that it's just going to be so much harder to contain Joel Embiid for four quarters without having Mitchell.
Just keep throwing guys at him, man. Throw Mitchell Robinson at him. Throw Hartenstein at him.
There you go.
Throw Achiuwa at him. Just keep throwing guys at him.
Yeah, well, I think he's going to crumble. Joel Embiid in the fourth quarter, just cry his way out of the game. I want to see, you know what I want? I want to see him foul out in the fourth quarter and have to make that walk back to the bench with the Knicks fans all over his ass. That's what I want. Like Knicks up 10 with 45 seconds to go. Joel Embiid commits some stupid foul, fouls out, and he's got to walk with his head down after guaranteeing victory in this series with a Knicks fan just all over him.
No, it'd be great if Wally could get the ball from tonight's game.
Yeah, and then give it to who? Any update on that, by the way? Because I know Garden Security was looking into it.
Really?
Yeah, well, Wally told me that.
Oh, he did? Oh,
Wally told me that he got a call on the golf course from Garden Security that day we were talking about it, and that they were working on it.
Well, Wally would be the one to have to communicate. You want to call Wally and see if he wants to come on and talk about it?
He'll duck us again.
Try another time, see if he'll do it.
Yeah. Just see if he'll do it today. We got some time, and we'd like to talk to him about the Knicks and tonight's game. And, you know, he's going to be right there in the mix with the pre and post and all that other stuff. This is a good time to interview Wally.
I guarantee he is playing golf right now. Guarantee.
Has to be. Even if he's not, I say he turns us down again.
He doesn't want to do it. He barely wanted to talk to me about it on the golf course, just one-on-one with nobody around. That's how embarrassed he is by this. He's not going
to
come on.
Well, let's see if we can get him to get a ball tonight.
I mean, if they win and it's like some game-winning three-pointer from Josh Hart.
He could have had that DiVincenzo ball from game two.
Yeah, true. That is true. Wouldn't that be funny if all of a sudden, like, you see, like, at the buzzer, a game-winning three, and then you just see Wally limp out onto the court. Go scoop up the basketball. What is Wally Zerbiak doing on the court?
Look at his knee. It's falling apart. Oh, my God. It would be hilarious.
He's trying to make up for it. If you don't know what we're talking about, Wally Zerbiak lost the LJ four-point play ball that Boomer was given by a listener who loved the show.
Yes.
And said this is the place. He's been holding on to the ball since 1999 and said this is, I finally didn't want to sell it. I wanted to do something special with it, and I'm going to give it to Boomer to auction off for the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Trying to get Larry Johnson to sign the ball. Wally Zerbiak then just lost it.
Who is in the process of turning Al down now?
Oh, he actually picked up.
Oh.
Okay.
I have to wait and see what happens.
Oh, I understand.
Here.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. No, we really want to talk about tonight's Nick game. Trying to promote him, trying to promote,
ask him what hole he's on at Clemens.
Yes.
Is he playing with Bottle? What do we got, Al?
Unfortunately, MSG PR is against it.
Come on.
PR is against it.
He would love to.
Yeah.
Okay.
He sure. Didn't think of that excuse the last time you asked.
Smart.
He just out and out denied.
That is so smart on his part to go that route. That was a very
But that was available to him last time, but in the heat of the moment, he panicked.
Yeah.
Just gave you the truth.
What I don't understand is, like, you have the number one sports station in the world wanting to interview you about a Knick game tonight at the Garden.
Yeah.
And he's telling you that MSG PR does not want him to do it?
That's correct.
To promote it?
Correct. And you pay for tickets at MSG yourself.
Yeah.
And it's... they're still on MSG for the first round.
That's
and
true.
And while he does the stuff, we could talk about how... you know, the pre and post, like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
There might actually be a real excuse, because I just remembered CeeLo told me that over the, I don't know, one of the Christmas break or something, he was filling in, and they texted Sam Rosen to come on and talk about the Rangers, and Sam said, I can't do it because of MSG PR.
Is this still from Maggie's fault from all those years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a legacy right there.
That's unbelievable. I mean, she's not even here. She's at the Infinity...
Broadcasting.
Whatever. I don't think it's Infinity Broadcasting. It's Infinity Sports
Network.
Infinity Sports Network.
Yeah.
Sure, let's go with that.
Are we sure? I think it's called... because it was CBS Sports Network. I think it's Infinity something else.
Okay.
But whatever. She's over there now. Infinity Sports Network. That's what we think
it
is?
That is what it
is. Okay. All right. And there it is. The Infinity Sports Network homepage. All sports, all the time. All right. Well, Wally used that one. He's smart. And he could still make it up to us. But he's got to get that ball back. That's the only thing. Either that, or he gets us on like a nice course somewhere, like pays for a golf trip to like Bandon Dunes or something.
I wonder how Wally got that job at MSG.
Ooh. Oh. That was a little good word from Boompa. Boomer and Gio on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Good seeing our boy BT stop in. We said go stand next to Al. He needs some of your testosterone.
Is he going to donate some?
He's considering.
I'm hoping that if you rub up against him, maybe you can get some.
Like maybe he sweats it out.
Yeah. As I've said before, he'll just walk by a woman and get her pregnant. It's crazy.
I'm partaking in a little pole activity today myself.
He did mention that he texted you yesterday, which was very nice, which made me think. How many other hosts here texted you yesterday? And obviously, I was here with you, so
right.
I'm going to take myself out of that. But Sal?
Nope.
Evan?
No.
Tiki?
No.
Wow.
Sean Morash?
No.
Chris McMonagle?
Nope.
Tommy Lugauer?
No.
Spike Eskin?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Jesus.
Yes. That's the management part of him. He's smart.
Yeah, he is smart.
Man.
And, he's going to ask me to go on their show talking about Eagles, Giants, or something like that. Yeah.
So, BT was the only one of
the rest? I've known BT for a long time when he used to work over there at CBS Sports Network as well.
You've known Evan for a long time, too.
Yeah, but not like I've known BT. I used to see him every Sunday morning.
Okay. I just figured you'd get some other support from the rest of the staff.
Evan was the midday host here for like 40 years.
But I have to say, you know how important this was? I did receive a phone call from Jen Sabato.
Oh, wow.
That's when you know it's important.
Yeah. And she ignored you at that retirement party for Sean McManus.
No, she just said hi. And I said, you didn't send me a birthday. That was my birthday.
That's right.
You did not send me a birthday text. And she goes, oh, I forgot. No, or something. She was busy. She's always busy.
Yeah, well.
Very busy.
Very busy job that she has there. Okay, what about some of the former hosts? Joe Beningo?
No.
Mike Francesa?
No.
Christopher Mad Dog Russo?
100% yes.
Dog? Wow, look at that. Look at that.
Yep.
What did he say?
I don't want to tell you what he said.
No, it's probably something nice, right?
It was very nice. Okay. Yes.
That's all.
And he knows we bust his chops all the time over here, and he knows we love him, so.
Craig?
So, Craig, no. He said he was going to wait today. I called him last night, and I told him, I'm not retiring like you said I was. Remember when he went on the air with Evan and those guys in 2 years, he's going to be out of here?
Yep.
And I just wanted to make sure that he knew that I'm not retiring just yet there, bud.
And you actually said that he would leave before you would.
That's exactly right.
And he gone.
Did. And he did.
Boomstradamus strikes again.
One more time. All right. Well, that's interesting.
What about like an Adam Schein?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot.
Adam was great.
I don't know what they're thinking over there. Just straight up stupid. Anytime you want to come on.
Yeah. He was great. Dave Sims. I could go through them all. I mean,
Ed Coleman?
No, I didn't get anything from Ed Coleman. Ronnie Darling.
Okay.
Please leave me alone during the games. Let me see. Let's see. Yeah, a lot of people, man.
Who else is interesting?
Amy Lawrence.
Okay.
Our friend Hans Schroeder.
All right.
Mark Rayfield.
Mark Rayfield. Wow.
Yes. How about that?
That name in a while.
Wow, random.
Former GM here.
Yeah.
What about all the...
My man, Mike Valenti.
Nice. That's a good one.
Amy Trask.
Okay.
Let's see.
What about Kevin Harlan?
Nah, nothing. Anthony Munoz.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised by that.
Munoz.
Kevin Harlan. Marv.
No. They probably hate me.
What about all the beat writers, the media beat writers, like a Andrew Marchand, a Neil Best, a Ryan Glasspiegel?
Ray Martell, Jim Nance.
Ray Martell?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What about Peter King?
Yes, Peter King. Yes, he reached out, left me a long voicemail, called him back. We had a nice long talk.
So God, Peter King?
My man, Guy Adami.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Chernoff. Yeah, I told you guys about Christopher Johnson.
Yeah. But you didn't answer my question. What about like the media beat writers, like Marchand and Best and those guys?
No,
Jason
no.
Barrett?
No.
Okay.
J.J. Watt?
Ooh.
Jay Leve? Who's that? He's on my WASP hockey team. Oh, I don't know what the hell he's got all caught up in something. I'm not really sure.
What about Matt Ryan?
No, he and I spoke yesterday.
Oh, good.
Peter Schwartz?
Oh, of course. Did he ask for that job?
Let me see.
It's like now that you're all
here's Peter Schwartz. Congratulations on the new contract. So he's a radio guy. So what he hears is the radio part of it.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why I told you half were like, oh, I'm so sorry. And the other ones were like, oh, it's so great. So that kind of thing was going
John
on.
Randall?
No.
Ugh. Those are some good ones in there.
Yeah. Mad Dog.
Dogs. Yeah, dogs are a really good one.
Yeah, that was good. That was very nice.
No mic, though.
Let's see.
Keith McPherson?
No.
Chris McMonagle?
No, they're all probably texting right now just to catch up, I bet you.
They'll be all these people that didn't text yesterday. They'll hear this text now. All right. Jerry Recco's back. Another update and moment of the day. What's up, Jerry?
Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Jackpocket, order official state lottery games on your phone. So on that note, they were also talking about you in other places. On the McAfee show with Adam Schefter as a guest.
Oh. Hell of a run, Boom. Yeah.
Good work.
Way to go, Chris.
You guys love it.
Hey, Phil Simms also off?
Yeah,
I think so.
Thought I saw that.
I honestly, those two guys are legends, and they had an unbelievable run, and have great respect for both those guys. And Boomer's a personal friend, love that guy, and mad respect for the careers in TV that they've had.
Hey, truly. Man, Boomer's work ethic is one we're all striving for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but those two guys, end of an era.
Don't miss you, boy.
And we appreciate them getting to spend Sunday mornings with them. Legit for shoot, long time dedicated to football. Mm-hmm. We appreciate the hell out of that.
Well, there you go. That's very nice. Thank you. Look at that. Yes.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So.
Yeah, maybe we'll go on the McAfee show and just start screaming at everybody.
How about Adam Schefter going with mad respect?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. Street cred Adam Schefter.
Yeah. Well,
mad respect for that ass.
With him in about a week.
Stupid. Now, you mentioned Dave Simms. That's why I'm going out of order here. So Simms texted you yesterday,
too? Yes, he did. Left me a nice voicemail as well. I remember I work with him every now and again on Westwood One Monday Night Football.
I did not realize
that.
All right, so that's cool. So I mentioned last hour how the Mariners beat the Braves. They had the no-hitter into the seventh inning, but the Mariners came back to win. I said Mitch Garver, a home run in the eighth. Actually, it was in the ninth inning with them down 1-0 to Atlanta. And so here is your guy just hours after texting you. Is this it?
First base of the game.
No, that's not it. You suck.
Jerry, why do you get so mad at yourself?
Because I hate when I make that mistake specifically.
That's your error.
Hybrid left field. We've got a Mariners win. Mitch Garver out of the depths comes up huge. And a Mariners win this game 2-1.
So there you go. Hours after
Dave
texting
Sims,
you.
Yes.
Dave Simms calling a Mariners game-winning home run in the end. As for our teams, not great at all, actually, because the Orioles scored early, not often, but didn't need to as they still beat the Yankees.
Now the 2-2 again from Schmidt. Swinging a deep shot into right field. Forget it. Gunnar Henderson says hello to the Yankees to start 2024. A solo home run that got out of here way quickly. in Camden Yards.
It sure did. Made it 1-0 with the first at bat of the game there for Baltimore. They shut out the Yankees 2-0. Henderson also scored on an error by Anthony Volpe in the 8th. Grayson Rodriguez 5 2/3 for the win. Here was Schmidt. Pretty damn good, other than that one at bat to Henderson.
Tough way to lose right there. I think big thing was giving up a early run and then keeping my team in the game and not giving up any more after that and just kind of limiting damage.
He did do that. Unfortunately for the Yankees, they went 0-8 with runners in scoring position, couldn't score, and so they get shut out for the fifth time this season. Nestor Cortez, Dean Kramer go tonight. We'll have it on the Fan at 5:55. Orioles 18-10 now. The Yankees 19-11 with that loss last night. As for the Mets, we've talked all morning about the Cubs and this the way they played them and the way Luis Severino pitched last night, had the no-hitter into the eighth inning. But here is where things fell apart.
The 0-2 to Swanson. Swing on a broken bat. Looper behind short. Base hit going into left center field. And the no-hit bid is over. Bush goes to second and stops there. On at first with a bloop single as Dansby Swanson.
And that be that. He would.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
He would come around to score on a fielder's choice, make it 1-1. And then Edwin Diaz gave up a two-run homer to Christopher Morel in the 9th. 3-1 the final as Chicago beats New York. The Met offense putrid. Nothing after a Brandon Nimmo leadoff home run. As for the home run Diaz gave up, he knows, made it too easy, and he paid for it.
Yeah, I just missed right in the middle, you know. Needle called me fastball away and tried to throw it there. The ball came back to the middle and he hit it pretty good.
This was after Severino's 8 innings of 1-run ball. How did you know or when did you know that you were going to be on target like you were here with Severino?
First pitch of the game. No, I was feeling good. Even in the bullpen, you know, fastball was, the command was outstanding. You know, even the breaking pitch, the sweeper in the bullpen was really good too.
His line, 8 innings, 1 run, 1 hit, and 5 strikeouts. Sean Manaea, the start tonight on WCBS 880, first pitch at 7:10. You got the Knicks and 76ers tonight. Game 5, New York up 3-1. It was 3-1 in favor of the Nuggets last night at home against the Lakers when Denver sent Los Angeles packing for the summer.
Murray has it on the high right side. High pick from Jokic. Murray, jumper from 8. Got it again! 3.6 seconds left for the Lakers. LeBron over to Prince. Jumper's no good at the horn. And the LA Lakers can take that L on the way out. With that whistle.
Yeah, 108-106. The final is the Nuggets beat the Lakers. That was Nuggets Radio with the call. Jamal Murray, the hero in game 1. The hero in game 5. He had 32. He was on TNT afterwards.
I was speechless. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a dream come true. You know, all these fans on your side and to get it done in this fashion. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say. I'm just happy for us.
And then LeBron was asked after the game about what's next for him. Doesn't sound like much.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
And so he can leave Laker fans guessing now until he makes another decision. He's, what, 38 now? 39?
Is his contract up?
I think it is.
Is that what it is? That's why they're asking him this?
Pretty sure it is.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% on that either. I know he wants to play with his son if his son is in the NBA in the next year or two.
I mean,
that's always been a thing.
I know, but his son. So Bronny is transferring out of USC. Mm-hmm. He had the medical situation. Thank God he's okay. I mean, he might go play at Duquesne because there's a family friend who's the coach there. Is he going to get drafted?
I have no idea. All I'm saying is,
everybody just assumes that the guy's going to be in the NBA. I don't know if that's a lock.
You know what it is? It's a $51 million player option for next year.
Imagine turning that down. Yeah, I'm good.
No, because he wants a 3-year $150 million from somebody else.
Sure he does, and someone would give it to him.
I feel bad for his son because I just want a son just to try to just go and play and just find his game and find out who he is. And let his game, let him mature a little bit, and maybe someday he can make it to the NBA. I just, you know, it's like Tiger Woods' kid. You know, can we let Charlie just be Charlie Woods for once? I mean, everybody's all over him.
Yeah, I mean, and he's much younger than Bronny. I mean,
I think it's great that he and Tiger have this relationship that they can play golf, and he has the same love of golf as his dad does. But I mean, it's like. they're kids.
Oh, it goes back to when he played that event. You were talking about people were chasing him down on the course.
Yeah, I was sick.
It's ridiculous. And I know they're not going to have normal childhoods. I understand that. I don't expect that. But I do expect some level of privacy so the kids can grow up to be kids. And I guess LeBron has spoken about it a lot. So I guess that kind of opens the door for media attention. But I feel bad for those kids. I really do. I even like for Shedeur Sanders, who's I'm sure is going to be a top 10 pick next year in the NFL draft. I mean, is that going to allow him to play for whatever team has the first overall pick if that team wants it?
That I don't know, but he said he doesn't. What did he say? Remember we always talk about making it too easy for him?
Yes.
He said he doesn't do that. He doesn't lead his kids. What would he say? No, if that's what it was, he wouldn't go to the NFL and coach his kids in the NFL because he doesn't follow his kids. He leads them.
Ooh.
Right. So he wants to lead them to Dallas or lead them to Philly or lead them to a certain team. Right,
but
team.
I've been...
But that is making it easy for the kid, for his kids.
I suppose.
And I kind of understand it as a parent, but I also understand that they have to grow, learn, and fail on their own before they can, you know, pick themselves up and become something.
All true.
I don't know.
Life lessons.
The weird deal. Those three kids, I feel bad for those three kids. Although Shedeur seems to be handling it pretty well.
But yeah. and the ball kids have handled things well, too, when they play.
When they're away from their father.
And not hurt. Yeah. Right? Agree? All right. Islanders Hurricanes tonight. You've got the Chiefs giving Travis Kelce a two-year extension, $34 million. Ezekiel Elliott back to the Cowboys. Michael Gallup goes to the Raiders. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, the new Casamigas Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And we heard a new, well, maybe not new, but new for us, a new call from Keith Rad last night in the Met game.
And he almost saw as Lindor was going back. His eyes lit up and said, oh, I got to catch this. And then he realized the point of no return, it was going to float over his head for a little duck fart base hit.
A duck fart
a base duck fart. Hit? So
that's a new one for me.
You're right. I'd never heard this in my life. And I'm in the car with CeeLo, and I look at him. I said, did he just say duck fart? And CeeLo's like, yeah. He did. I was like, have you ever heard that? He goes, no.
Me neither.
A duck fart?
But in fairness, I never heard a dry hump on a guy either.
Well, I've heard of the dry hump, but I didn't know what it meant when it came to baseball.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I know what a duck fart is, too, but when we're talking about baseball.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like,
I know what a can of corn is.
This is from MLB.com. And it is called The Origin Stories Behind 11 Uniquely Strange Baseball Terms. All right, so if I go all the way down to the duck fart, they call it a duck snort.
Oh.
But initially, the phrase was duck fart. It actually makes some sense, I'm reading this, if you dare to think about it for a second. The idea was that thanks to its feathers, the flatulence of a duck would be pretty muffled and soft, much like a bloop single.
Okay. We all know what a duck fart is.
You know, sometimes I put on a fan and this guy's don't ever heard of a duck fart. I mean, come on. I've been saying duck fart since 1965.
Okay. There you go. Moment of the day.
All right, very good, Jerry. Thank you.
That happened today?
That was this morning at 6:30.
Forgot all about that.
Yeah, many hours ago.
Correct.
Oh, yes. Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Bill Ford Tough.
I mean, come on, man.
What'd you do at work today?
Duck farts and summer penis.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
The way you described that James Brown voicemail that you got, I'd love to hear that thing. I really would.
Nah, you're not going to hear it. He was heartfelt. He was great. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I have to say to you, I felt like most of the stuff, you know this business.
Yeah.
Right? And there are a lot of people that don't have to say anything. There are some people that feel like they want to say something to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are others that are afraid to say something to you.
Yeah, true.
And I would, and you always wonder about the authenticity of it.
Oh, of course.
The real aspect of it. And I have to tell you, there wasn't one person that sent me a text where I felt they were just sending me a text to send it to me.
Okay.
I felt like everybody said the right thing to me, and whether they thought it was a negative that I was leaving the NFL today, or it was a positive that I was extending my contract here and staying on CBS Sports Network.
Mm. Yep.
Now, I can't speak for everybody in this world. All I can tell you is that the people that, you know, like the Adam Shines, the Mad Dog Russos, you know, the Brian Dables of the world, I felt like they were all
hear from honest. Alex Spitz.
I did not.
Oh, wow.
I heard from Chernoff.
Yeah, I know. Interesting. Surprised Spitz didn't text you. Did James Brown finish his voicemail with, what about the Sims? What about the Sims?
No. He did not. No.
Okay.
I'm sure he left the same voicemail for Phil. I can imagine. I mean, but it was like, you have to understand, we've had such a long relationship with all these guys. And, you know, and Coach Cower was amazing.
But the way you were explaining the James Brown voicemail, where you said he was writing two eulogies.
He was.
No, I know.
That's how he started it with me. He says, I'm writing two eulogies for friends that have passed away. And I'm like, I'm not dead. I'm still here. I'm all right. I'm going to be fine. You can see me every morning, 6 to 10 on the CBS Sports Network, and hear me on the Odyssey app or WFAN, whatever you want.
Our buddy Zach Martin, our production genius in there, he walked in, and, yeah. And I don't know what he sent you, but you said, why did you send me that to Zach?
Yeah, he sent me a text yesterday, too. And it was a text that I didn't understand. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Zach, if you want to get on the microphone there and try to tell me, or you know, I guess he wants to come in here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here it comes.
Do one better.
All right, there you go.
So, obviously, you were going to send Boomer something. You guys have had a great relationship for a very long time. Boomer was confused by your text. So, what was it all about?
Well, I know how this business goes, and sometimes it doesn't go the way you wanted it to. Sometimes,
or maybe sometimes it goes the way you want it to go. Yes, of course.
Whatever that might be, I always feel bad for people when those changes take place because they're hard to go through. But I really love Boomer. I always have. And ever since he joined us on the staff, we've been good friends. I'm very supportive of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. I love his kids, his grandkids. I'm happy for him that you finally get to watch football with your grandkids and kids on Sunday.
Yeah, you saw that yesterday. Yes.
So that's really cool. I was like, yeah, man, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you want to tell your friends that you. I have a different, unique way of expressing
myself.
Yes,
you do. Yes, it's a very, I was like, I didn't know whether you were happy I got the extension here or you were feeling bad for me about something else.
I just want you to know that you're my favorite guy. That's all.
All right.
Well, there you go. That's it. Oh,
man, that's so nice. Zach, that's so nice.
Is it nice to have a nice person that you work with?
Yeah. How are you and the new program director getting along? Good?
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah. Good. This good, good.
Yeah, I've noticed you've been here more often. Yeah, have you noticed that, Gio?
Yeah, of course. He's bopping in and out. So
I'm not going to say anything. Have you noticed how much more I smile?
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, I saw.
Have you ever noticed I'm in a much better mood? I mean, why is that? You know,
wow. Yeah. Unbelievable. Look at this. Yeah. Just slamming Spike in
I'm not slamming Spike. Listen, if you, I won't even go there. Yes. But Spike was, I got along really well with Spike.
All right, good.
But you seem like you're getting really, I think it's because you guys wear the same clothes.
You know what? The first day I met him, I go, do you eat pizza and drink beer? And he said, yes, on both. I go, because the last guy was a vegan, and I couldn't deal with baby carrots and hummus.
Yeah.
Hummus. Now I'm starting to sound like Mad Dog.
Hummus.
Yeah.
You're not the only one I see around more often. I saw Paul R. Zuman for the first time since the Trump administration.
Trump administration? Yes. Oh, man.
I couldn't believe that. It's good to see him around.
Yeah.
So
sounds like some more responsibilities being handed out around here.
Yeah, damn right. All right, Zach.
Super Z.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you, buddy.
Good stuff. That was really nice.
See, he's a lovely guy, but telling you, it's just a strange text. I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, and Eddie missed it. Eddie would have been all over the drops, but Zach said, I just wanted to let you know that you're my favorite guy. That's what he texted to Boomer. Oh, man.
It takes all kinds, man. It takes all kinds. And we got all kinds around here, man.
You've been riding your bike?
Yes.
Okay, good. I didn't know.
25 miles yesterday.
Damn, in that heat?
It was beautiful yesterday.
Wow. Okay.
Rode down by Jones Beach.
Nice. Look at you.
And by the way, the beach was packed yesterday.
People went to the beach
yesterday? It was packed yesterday, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, by me too. There was lots of bikini girls on the beach.
Wow. Bikinis,
yeah.
Yeah, just take their phones with them so they can either work from home or work from the beach.
My goodness, already. It wasn't that warm.
So the nice thing about Jones Beach is you can take it and ride along the Wantagh Parkway, and it goes out Ocean Parkway all the way out to Captree. Yeah. It's one of the best things that, you know, our tax dollars are actually spent on.
Sure.
Something that we can all enjoy and use.
Right.
And then, you know, you can also ride on the boardwalk over there right in front of the Gadsby. I guess it's a wedding venue or whatever. And it's just a beautiful place. It was great to go out there and do that. You know what I mean?
All right, good. I'm glad. Yeah, you're setting the example.
I'm rocking and rolling. I'm ready to go. I can't wait until Sunday.
Did you know? We asked this to Big Zoo when he came in here the other day. He doesn't have a road bike. Like, he's got like a normal bike.
I have told him everything that there is. And we send out, as you know, which you've been a part of this, 1,000 emails. And, you know, and sometimes emails get a little crazy. I got to tell Jerry Cahill to calm down.
Right.
And, but I you can't explain it anymore and make it easier for people to understand, especially if they're doing it their first time.
I mean,
'cause I know people are nervous and they hear you talking about it, getting knocked over and all this other stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's an easy understand if you just follow the directions, for God's sake.
I think Zoo's got a mountain bike.
Well, then who's going to have a mountain of a time?
We outside! Let's go, baby!
We in the ER.
I just hope oh, my God. I do not think... You know, those bicycle shirts are tight. You know what I mean? They're tight.
I know, man. I know.
I mean, you feel like you're jammed in there like a sausage. I get it.
I might go... Well, I'm going to be in the city... Oh, Jesus Christ, that's right. How the hell am I going to get out of the city? Ah! Oh, no! The next morning.
We here!
When does it end?
You'll be able to get out. You'll be able to get out.
Oh, I hope so. Anyway, so I was going to say, I might just show up to the bike tour to the beginning just to see Zoo in that thing. Oh, that's terrible. Eddie's just killed Zoo. You know, that's terrible. That's horrible.
Eddie, is your sister-in-law doing it or no?
No, sir.
Your sister.
My sister.
Yeah, she was part of the team last year. But the point being is that it's a great day, and hopefully he's going to be able to make it through the day. Maybe I'll take a video of him going up the Verrazano. That ought to be fun.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.